Look, I'm about to reveal what most won't discuss, but someone needs to say it. You know what I see when I look around? Loyal husbands, good husbands, men who did everything right for years, sitting alone after divorce, not for months, for years. And before you start typing your angry comment, let me ask you something. When was the last time you saw a divorced, loyal husband rush back into remarriage? Take your time. I'll wait. You can't remember, can you? And there's a reason for that. We've created a family court system where staying single has become the rational choice for divorced, loyal husbands. Not the desired choice, the rational one. It's like choosing to walk instead of getting into a car that already crashed once and destroyed your entire life. The math just doesn't work anymore for remarriage. Let me paint you a picture. To sit down at the remarriage table again, you need to bet your entire remaining savings, your emotional stability that you spent 5 years rebuilding, half your future earnings, and access to your kids. The dealer tells you that you already lost everything once at this exact table. 73% of men who sit down again lose everything a second time. Would you sit at that table again? Of course not. But that's exactly what remarriage has become for loyal divorced husbands. I had this conversation with a friend last week. He's 42, makes good money, stayed faithful through his entire 15-year marriage. He tells me, "I haven't considered remarriage in 4 years." I ask him why. "Every time I think about it, I remember family court. I remember losing my house that I paid for, seeing my kids 4 days a month instead of every day, my ex-wife getting alimony while she initiated the divorce. Why would I risk that again?" And here's the thing nobody wants to admit. Loyal husbands who've been through divorce have priced themselves out of the remarriage market. Not because they're damaged goods, because they're financially and emotionally educated. It's like watching someone who survived a plane crash refuse to fly again. You can call it trauma. I call it pattern recognition. I remember talking to this guy, mid-40s, divorced after 18 years. His ex-wife worked part-time for 3 years during the marriage. He built a business for 15 years. Divorce court ruled 50-50 asset split. She got the house. He got alimony payments and child support that consumed 40% of his income. His dating requirements now? A woman who doesn't see him as an ATM, who has financial stability, who won't destroy him legally if things don't work out. I asked him, "What do women you meet bring to match your caution?" He looked at me like I asked him to solve quantum physics. "They expect the same treatment my first marriage gave them, everything. But I have nothing left to give." This is the mentality I see everywhere now. Men who provided for decades demanding women who won't use the legal system against him. Men who lost their kids demanding women who respect fatherhood. Men with massive divorce debt demanding women who understand financial caution. The wisdom is so widespread among divorced men, it's become survival instinct. You know what happens when you set up a legal system where only one side can win? Men stop playing. Loyal husbands can do cost-benefit analysis. We lived through the divorce, lost our kids, paid alimony to ex-wives who initiated the split. We saw ourselves being good fathers and still losing custody. We saw the court system favor our ex-wives by default. And then these same women, often divorced themselves, wonder where all the good men willing to remarry went. They stayed single. They're focusing on their kids during limited custody time, rebuilding their finances, spending time with male friends who won't divorce them. At least their loyalty is reciprocated. But let me tell you the real poison in all of this. It's not just the financial devastation. It's the complete devaluation of what loyal husbands actually offered. A loyal husband did everything right for years, worked 60 hours a week, paid all the bills, never cheated, was emotionally supportive, remembered every anniversary. And what did he get? Divorce papers. Irreconcilable differences. No infidelity, no abuse, just boredom. My friend's father supported his ex-wife and three kids for 22 years, never cheated, never raised his hand, came home every night, and she divorced him at 50 because she needed to find herself. He lost the house, sees his teenage kids twice a month, pays $2,800 monthly in combined alimony and child support. Now, you need to have survived divorce to understand why loyal husbands refuse remarriage. Here's an exercise. Talk to any loyal divorced husband who lost everything in family court. Ask him about remarriage. Watch his face. Count how many seconds before he says, "Never again." It's usually less than 3. Now ask a divorced woman about remarrying. Different energy entirely. One learned the system destroys men, the other learned the system protects women. Before I continue, let me be clear about something. Some divorces are absolutely necessary. Cases involving abuse, infidelity, or abandonment. I'm not talking about those situations. I'm talking specifically about loyal husbands who did everything right for years, only to lose everything in family court for reasons like irreconcilable differences or we grew apart with no abuse or infidelity involved. That's the pattern I'm addressing here. We've normalized the complete legal vulnerability of loyal husbands and then act surprised when they opt out permanently. It's like putting someone through severe trauma and wondering why they avoid similar situations. Pay attention to this part. I coached this divorced man recently, 45 years old, engineer, loyal for 20 years, good father, never cheated, makes $110,000 after rebuilding his career post-divorce. He tells me about meeting a divorced woman with 2 kids. She expected him to pay for everything, dates, eventually her bills, vacations for her kids. He explained he has alimony, child support. He's rebuilding savings he lost in divorce. She says, "A real man provides," and walks away. He spent $300 across 3 dates to be evaluated like a job applicant and found insufficient. But wait, it gets worse. The same woman posts on Facebook about how divorced men have too much baggage and aren't ready for real relationships. The cognitive dissonance is extraordinary. She expected a man who lost everything in divorce to fund her lifestyle, contributed nothing financially, showed zero understanding of his situation, and then blamed him for being cautious. Let me address family court because it's crucial. A divorced woman living in the house her ex-husband paid for, receiving alimony from his income, will reject a loyal divorced man because he's financially struggling. It's like someone living in a car provided by someone else demanding to date only Ferrari owners. The lack of self-awareness is astronomical. In family courts, maybe 17% of divorced fathers get real shared custody. So 83% of loyal divorced fathers are seeing their kids part-time. And then divorced women complain these men are not over their ex when they're grieving the loss of daily access to their children. The empathy doesn't exist. I know this divorced husband, David. For 6 years after his divorce, he refused every woman who showed interest. Not because he wasn't healed, because he was educated. His first wife divorced him after 14 years, good provider, faithful, present father. She wanted independence. Family court gave her the house, primary custody, alimony. Now he's 48, financially stable again, and every divorced woman he meets wants the same deal his ex-wife got. Full access to his rebuilt resources, minimal accountability, legal protection if she leaves. His question: why would I give someone the legal system that devastated me before? The men she wants, loyal, financially rebuilt, emotionally stable divorced men, they're refusing remarriage entirely. They'd rather date casually or stay single than risk family court again. Time taught them. And let's talk about this men need to heal narrative. The most healed divorced men I know, truly rebuilt, financially stable, emotionally clear, they don't want remarriage. They just quietly refuse. But many divorced women who initiated their own divorces, still receiving alimony, living in houses ex-husbands paid for. They're posting about men being emotionally unavailable. It's like someone who burned down your house saying you're afraid of commitment. We all know it's projection. The biological clock already rang. What's left is reality. I see it all the time. Many divorced women at 35, I don't need a man, I have alimony and child support. At 40, I'm ready for something serious, but only if he's financially stable and great with my kids. At 45, where did all the good, loyal men go? Why is everyone so damaged? At 50, I'll date anyone who isn't bitter about his divorce. It's a predictable pattern. They could have valued their loyal husband at 30, but they were finding themselves, which usually meant initiating divorce and taking half his assets. But loyal, divorced husbands caught on. Why should a financially rebuilt 48-year-old man remarry a 45-year-old divorced woman with teenage kids, debt, and a legal history of using family court, when he can stay single, keep his peace, see his own kids without drama, and protect everything he rebuilt? This isn't misogyny. It's survival economics. You can hate it, write angry blog posts, call it unfair, but that won't change it. Reality doesn't care about your feelings. Family court has destroyed divorced men's willingness to remarry completely. Every loyal divorced husband thinks he deserves protection now because he got destroyed by the system once. Here's where it gets twisted. Most loyal divorced husbands aren't asking for much in potential remarriage. Someone who won't use the legal system against him again, meaning she doesn't see marriage as a legal contract she can exit profitably. Loyalty, meaning she won't leave the moment things get difficult, like his ex-wife did. Financial independence, meaning she won't drain him like alimony already does, and actually values him, not just what he rebuilt. That's it. Not a virgin, not a woman without kids, not someone half his age, just a decent human being who won't destroy him legally. But somehow, that's too much to ask for. Instead, we get many divorced women who see remarriage as transactions where they're the protected party and he's the risk-taker hoping for companionship that probably won't last. The shaming tactics have backfired spectacularly. Call a loyal divorced husband damaged for refusing remarriage. He'll just shrug and check his bank account that's finally recovering. Shame him for not moving on. He'll say, "I moved on from marriage entirely." And tell him he's not a real man for not wanting to remarry. He'll laugh and count the money he's no longer losing to alimony. This is where it gets dark. The shame doesn't work anymore, because loyal divorced husbands have realized being single isn't the worst outcome. Being divorced twice is. Being with someone who sees you as a resource extraction opportunity is. Being with someone who can take your kids again is. I remember a second wedding, remarriage after divorce. Big event, probably cost $40,000. The groom's face during the ceremony looked familiar. It wasn't joy, it was hope mixed with terror, like a soldier re-enlisting knowing the casualty rate. His bride spent the entire reception talking about doing it right this time, never once thanking him for taking the risk. 18 months later, divorced again. She kept the ring, half his remaining assets, filed for alimony again. He kept the debt, the shame, and the confirmation that loyal men are punished twice. And you wonder why divorced, loyal husbands are terrified of remarriage. We're not scared of commitment. We're scared of committing to a legal system that destroys us and lets our partners walk away with prizes. Here's what divorced women don't understand about male post-divorce solitude. It's not painful for most loyal divorced husbands anymore. You know why? Because we're problem solvers by nature. Lonely. Spend custody time with your kids. Infinitely more rewarding than a woman who might take them away again. Need companionship. Male friendships are stronger than ever. Need purpose, career, hobbies, rebuilding finances that divorce destroyed, being the best father during limited custody time. Men have adapted to post-divorce life like humans adapted to harsh climates. We built protection systems and moved on. We've turned post-divorce caution from a wound into wisdom. Meanwhile, I see many divorced women in their 40s and 50s having complete confusion because loyal divorced men won't remarry, posting wine memes, dog mom photos, self-love quotes that fool nobody. They bought the lie that they could divorce their loyal husband, take half his assets, and then find another loyal man ready to remarry whenever they wanted. Nobody told them that loyal divorced men would simply stop showing up to remarriage entirely. They thought they could take everything through divorce and then pick a rebuilt man off the shelf when ready. Surprise! The store is closed. The dating apps have made it worse for remarriage prospects. Divorced women match with hundreds of men, feel like they have infinite options. What they don't realize is those men swiped right on everyone, but the divorced loyal men with resources, the ones financially rebuilt, the actual remarriage material, they're not even on the apps. They're not playing anymore. But that validation becomes their prison. Why choose one man for remarriage when hundreds are messaging? Except those hundreds don't want remarriage either. They want casual dating, maybe, but not legal vulnerability. Not commitment, not signing up for potential family court, just companionship with an exit door. I tell divorced men now, forget remarriage entirely unless you find someone truly exceptional who understands your caution. It's a rigged game. Would you play poker at a table where you already lost your entire stack once? That's what remarriage is for loyal divorced husbands. Even if you win and find love again, what did you win? A woman who statistically might divorce you again, and this time you'll lose whatever you manage to rebuild. Let me tell you about risk assessment. When you've invested in something and lost everything, you evaluate future investment differently. The stock market might lose your money, but it might also recover. That's risk with potential reward. But remarriage after divorce, high risk, statistically probable negative returns again. It's like investing in a company that already bankrupted you once, but operates under the same legal structure. No rational, loyal, divorced husband would make that investment. And the double standards. A divorced woman can demand a man with no baggage. Nobody blinks. Know your worth, queen. Bore, a loyal divorced husband wants a woman who won't use the legal system as a weapon. He's bitter and not healed. A divorced woman wants a financially stable man. She knows her value. A loyal divorced husband wants to protect his rebuilt assets. He's emotionally unavailable and afraid of commitment. The game is rigged. The rules only apply to men. The psychology behind this is fascinating and terrifying. Most divorced women have been told they're brave for leaving. You go, girl. No accountability for how they use the system. Loyal divorced husbands have been told they're damaged goods who need therapy. Work on yourself. Heal your trauma. So you have one gender that thinks they deserve remarriage without accountability, and another gender exhausted from a system that punished their loyalty. Family court statistics are clear. 73% of divorces are filed by women. In those cases, men lose between 40 to 60% of assets, see their kids part-time, and pay ongoing support. That's not a negotiation. That's a systematic transfer of resources and parental rights. And then we wonder why loyal divorced husbands refuse to sign up again. The loyal divorced husbands who stay single aren't afraid of commitment. They're educated by experience. They've internalized that remarriage is legal vulnerability. They treat potential remarriage like informed investors treat confirmed scams, avoid entirely. And ironically, this caution is exactly what would make them good husbands again. but they'll never test that theory. The loyal husbands who would make excellent husbands in remarriage are invisible to the remarriage market. They're not participating. But here's the thing about consequences in family court. They don't care about fairness. Loyal divorced husbands in their 50s know this with clarity now. All those assets they rebuilt after divorce, protected fiercely. That loyalty they gave their first wife, never offering it legally again. The trust they had in marriage, permanently destroyed by family court. The system has spoken clearly and it said, your loyalty meant nothing. Your decades of faithfulness earned you nothing. You're disposable. And now society is angry at loyal divorced husbands for believing it. The solution? There isn't one for remarriage rates. This is the legal and social bed we've made. Most divorced women won't accept accountability for using family court until it's too late. And by then, loyal divorced men won't care. Loyal divorced husbands won't participate in a system that already destroyed them once. And why should they? You want my advice for loyal divorced men? You already know it. Protect what you rebuilt. Focus entirely on your kids during custody time. Build your wealth, health, and freedom. If a truly exceptional woman appears who understands your caution and brings genuine value, consider it carefully. If not, you've lost nothing and protected everything you fought to rebuild. Peace is worth more than companionship that might destroy you again.